978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Good afternoon, and welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, and which direction do we go? Well, first of all, it is springtime in the Rockies, brought to you by Military Weather Warfare 2025, 2030, 2035, the military programs to control the weather internationally, and Colorado is not exempt from their plans. So, springtime in the Rockies in December. And today, I have all my notes right here. I didn't forget them. I brought them with me. We're going to talk about the plan that is in the Bible. God explains to the people at the end of the world the plans to take over the cities of the world. There is an occult plan, and there's a technology. There is the agencies like Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, Bill Gates's plan for globalization also. There is the control of currencies, again through Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. The green movement, environmental movement, global control by agencies globally, the agencies that will be used more than any agencies will be corporations. I know that you understand that. And with the corporations, they will control the governments. The corporations, you won't be able to stop them. They're basically unstoppable. When the corporations are working in tandem with governments, woe to the world. I apologize. Now, the plan that these people have is not to just take over the ocean, the sky, land masses. No. It is to take over every city on the globe. Every city. Whether it be third world or fourth world, which would be those in concentration camps like the Uyghurs or others throughout the world, or third world where they barely have running water, second world nations where their economies are, they're good. People can live. People have drinking water. They have markets. And then you have the first world, America, being the top of the first world chain, the top of the heap, and European nations, but mainly the Western nations, but to control everything. The strategy is to control every city. And it's in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verses 20 and 21. Now, the thought of Isaiah 14 is the story about Antichrist at the end of the world, who he is, what he does, his personality. It's a clear understanding of Antichrist, his plan. And Antichrist has children, or Antichrist has followers, or Antichrist have people that worship him. And he gives them positions internationally. And his intention, his objective, is to take over every city in the world by putting his children in every city. Now, I'm going to read this to you before we go to the break. Okay? This is Isaiah 14, verse 20. So you have the story of Antichrist and his children, or his followers. Now it says here about Antichrist in verse 20. Because you ruined your country, and Antichrist in the book of Revelation will actually nuke his country, the United States. Because you ruined your country and killed your own people, you will not be buried like other kings. And as you know, Antichrist will be taken alive and thrown into the lake of fire with Bill Gates. With the false prophet. None of your evil family will survive. So now it's talking about his evil family, his children. Verse 21. Let the slaughter begin. This is what God says. Let the slaughter begin. The sons of this king will die because of their ancestors' sins. None of them will ever rule the earth or cover it with cities. And in the easy-to-read version, that verse 21 states it this way. Prepare to kill his children because their father is guilty. His children will never take control of the land. They will never fill the world with their cities. So the children of Antichrist, their objective is to fill the world with their own kind who worship Lucifer. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 AM.
On Tuesday, December 7th, Life Choices is participating in Colorado Gives Day. I know many of you are passionate about life and want to make a difference, but don't know how. Go online to lifechoices.org and click on Colorado Gives to schedule a payment for December 7th, or call 303-651-2050. Your giving will save and transform lives. Call 303-651-2050 or go to lifechoices.org and make a difference for life.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
The beetles are flying, the pine trees around Greeley are dying, and so's the dollar. The ash borers are all over Johnstown Milliken, and we can only help your trees if we catch them in the first year. If the branch over the house or drive is on pre-SHF list, call Affordable Tree Service North, LLC at 568-6898. We're licensed and insured. We accept all payment forms and honor a 10% military senior discount. That's 568-6898.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821. It's my own design. It's my own rhythm. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and of pleasure. Nothing ever lasts forever. Everybody wants to.
Because God loves the people of the world, He has put the insights into the plans of the children of the devil, the Antichrist and the false prophet. He has put their plans in code in the Bible. So in Isaiah 14, verse 21, prepare to kill his children because their father is guilty, what? Of destroying the nations. His children will never take control of the land. They will never fill the world with their cities. And how is it that they're going to fill the world with their cities? How are they going to do that? Well, let's see what their strategy is. It's called the New Green Deal. Investopedia.com. The term Green New Deal has been used to describe various sets of policies that aim to make systemic change. Nextly, the term first used by Thomas Friedman, 2007, proposal made by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Castro Cortez and Senator Ed Markey in Congress in 2019. So, the history of the New Green Deal. Let's just look at this. Oh, it's too much. How are we going to go through this? Oh, my goodness. The Green New Deal. It provides millions of jobs. It guarantees to all Americans work with access to nature, access to clean water, clean air, healthy food, a sustainable environment, and community resiliency. They're going to be accomplished through following actions on part of the federal government. Now, this is with every single city. This is not just the cities in blue or blue cities. No, this is every single city. This is just not in America. Her plan is for the Americans. The Green Deal global leaders internationally, they will have things in place for their societies in South America, Central America, Canada, Europe, all through Europe, Africa. It won't happen too much in Russia, nor in Asia and some China and some of the cities in Asia, but it will happen pretty much in all the other nations. It will provide investments and leverage funding to help communities affected by climate change. Here we go. Climate change. Repairing, upgrading existing infrastructure? No. The finances that are going to be appropriated for infrastructure are not for infrastructure. It is to make people wealthy. Infrastructure to withstand extreme weather and ensuring, why would it have to ensure extreme weather? What is the governments of the world, what kind of weather is coming to the world? Category 10, hurricanes, 50 tornadoes hitting an area simultaneously. Well, I exaggerate there, but you don't know with today's technology. How about investing in renewable power sources? We're talking about wind. We're talking about solar. Investing in manufacturing and industry to spur growth in the use of clean energy. Look at the millions and almost billions of dollars spent on solar energy in the Obama administration. And for every dollar invested, you got 1% return. Well, okay, 0.001% return. Building or upgrading to energy-efficient, distributed, and small power grids that provide affordable electricity. There's no such thing as affordable electricity. If you look at the environment presently, electricity is not affordable. Electricity is not going to be available. They're already talking about rolling blackouts. Man-made, created by your government and by the people who are involved in giving direction to sustainable energy in California, Northern California, Central California, Southern California, the East Coast, and soon Colorado, Wyoming, the red states. Upgrading all existing buildings and building new ones so that they achieve maximum energy efficiency. You go out and try to buy a new home presently. There's much already incorporated into it that is green. It's along the green agenda. But in 5 years, your home is going to be 40 by 40 feet. It's going to have 20 feet of insulation. It's going to have 3/8-inch water lines coming into it so that you don't waste water. I don't know what the world is holding, what's coming in the future. But they want to maximum energy efficiency. In other words, what you're doing now, what you have now, if it's using too much power, you're not going to be able to use it. Water efficiency, safety, affordability, comfort, durability. Nothing's going to be affordable. Laying on a concrete floor is not going to be comfortable. It's going to be durable. Supporting family farming. Now it extends into the farming industry. Investing in sustainable farming. The farmers, it's coming to you. Building a more sustainable and equitable food system. Those that produce, for the most part, you're going to lose your land. It's going to be purchased by corporations, by cities. Cities buy, they go and they buy all the available water. Thornton buying available water from the Pooter. Denver buying not affordable. They pass laws to purchase all the watershed, the waters over the peaks, Dillon Reservoir, going north, northwest. This is what Denver has done over the last 100 years. Then you have investing in transportation systems. All of this will control you. Zero emission vehicle. This is going to every city in the world. Emission vehicle infrastructure and manufacturing, public transit, high speed rail, restoring ecosystems throughout through land preservation, forestation, reforesting the lands that have been burned intentionally, science-based projects, cleaning up existing hazard waste and abandoned sites, identifying unknown sources of pollution and emissions. In other words, you're going to be inspected. Everybody's going to be inspected. working with international community on solutions and helping them achieve Green New Deals. What she's saying is it's going to be the United States that is going to be enforcing all of this internationally. This is the direction. This is how. This is the plan. This is the way, the method in which Isaiah chapter 14 is going to be, how they're going to bring about the control of the world. Not just the land masses, but the economies, the governments will be controlled, the individuals will have credit, you know, what do you call it? Your credit, your carbon credit. All of this is the way in which, according to the Bible, that these children, the co-workers of Antichrist, the Luciferians, the Illuminati, who are going to control the nations of the world, the cities of the world, this is how they're going to do it. There is no other way for them to do it. The bullet won't do it. Bombs won't do it. Tasers won't do it. Laws is the only way. They pass laws. The laws is the method in which they're going to control the people in the cities of the world. Their intention is to take over every city. But Isaiah says that they will never take control of the land. They are never going to fill the world with their cities. Because God loves mankind, and he's going to protect the man that he created from these type of people. Now, we're watching very wealthy people now buying land. And like I was going, I'll go back to my other point. The cities are buying, the greatest investment is water. But now there is no water, really, they've tapped out. They can't buy any more shares of water because the shares that are available are already sold. Somebody owns them. And now that we're having drought, those shares are losing value, but they don't sell them. Cities are investing into property. That's part of the Green New Deal. That's part of environmentalism. Boulder County, look at all of the land that has been purchased. Weld County, Larimer County, all these, really, the farmland in Weld County. Fortunately, the farmers have been wise enough not to allow too much of the land that's valuable for farming to be used for these zones where you can't build anything. And a lot of this started in the 70s, subtly. It just, Boulder County started buying up land. And they're continuing to try to do it. They just bought some more land in around Lafayette here in the last year. So who else is buying land? Well, let's go to CoreysDig.com. Shipwrecked on 10 islands with the Clintons and Branson. With Richard Branson. Who knew that the Clintons and Branson were spearheading a renewable energy project across the entire Caribbean, or the Caribbean, known as 10 Island Challenge, locking in every island, forming a perimeter around all their favorite places such as Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Aruba, Bahamas, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Colombia, Kenya, Tanzania. Isn't it the route that drug traffickers and child traffickers utilize? Again, out of CoreysDig.com, August 16, 2018, by Corey Lynn. Sure, important fossil fuels for power is likely costly and not terribly green. But solar panels don't stand a chance in a hurricane. Yet the majority of these islands are in the hurricane beltway. What is the reality? What's in it for them? Could it be people? Children? Blood? Adrenochrome? We're going to continue Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, podcast1360khnc.com, podcast section.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
They need to know that this is their future, because it says in Isaiah 14, verse 21, that the Lord is going to be, let the slaughter begin. And the people of the world at that time, because of the evil of these people that control the world, and the pain and suffering and murder and death that they create through wars, through famines, man-made wars, intentional wars. I talked to you last week about Albert Pike, his prophecies about three wars, World War I, World War II, and a Third World War, which, if you look at what's happening in Russia, in the Ukraine, they're pushing for another war. Then on top of that, drought throughout the farmlands throughout the world, happening right here in this state, man-made droughts for the purpose of causing famine, destroying food crops. Then you have disease, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, disease, man-made, exposed, it's all coming into the open by corporations, individuals, with a plan to eliminate. It is a satanic sacrifice, actually. If you see things from the point of Scripture in America and the world with this matter of abortion, if you look at the big picture and what the Holy Spirit reveals in his Bible, Satan always demands sacrifice, whether it be child. Sacrifice is sacrifice. It happened with the Aztecs, the Mayans. It has happened through the millennium, through thousands of years in Asia. The wars are sacrifices. Satan demands sacrifice, and not just of creatures, but people. The world is beginning to understand and realize that God is allowing the eyes of mankind to be opened to the fact that what is happening with these diseases is really the plan of the devil and his children to kill people that were created in the image of God. There is the jab, inoculations to destroy, harm, kill people. But remember, God always has his plan. His plan is to reveal the truth to mankind, because mankind has free will. Man has had the free will to take or not take these inoculations. With free will, there is the matter of the spiritual jab. Yes, there is a spirit. There is the jab that harms, and there is a spiritual jab, an inoculation that protects. It's called the Spirit of God bringing mankind truth. And the truth is that in the Bible, God wants the people to be inoculated against the philosophies of the Illuminati, the Luciferians, devil worshippers. He wants the people, their minds, to be inoculated so that they know that there is a spiritual aspect to all of this. And God wants people to know that you can only fight spiritual things with spiritual things. And the way in which God inoculates is through truth, through his Bible, and by the power of his Holy Spirit. You know, as a Christian, I thought about this the other day. There's a time to be born, there's a time to die. But with me, yes, there'll come a time to die. But as a believer, having believed in Christ by faith, I am assured that after my death, at resurrection, I will live. This is a spiritual truth. I'm inoculating those who are not believers. In your last minutes, You can call out to God, unless you want to do it years ahead of time. As long as you're breathing, you can call out to God and ask Him, please forgive me. I repent. I forgive me for stiff-arming you or refusing to believe in you. Please, I repent. I ask you for forgiveness. I pray you give me your eternal life. I want to go into eternity with you. I don't want to go to fire. So, that is a spiritual jab right there. And it says in Isaiah that here's what the Antichrist is going to do to his own people of his own country, and even the people that serve him and worship him. Here's what he's going to do. It says, Isaiah 20:21, because you ruined your own country, you ruined your country, you killed your own people, you will not be buried like other kings. None of your evil family will survive. That's the black and the white. All right, going on now, back to what I was... The only way they can do this, only way they can control the world, is to take over the cities of the world. The method is environmentalism, the green movement, the global society, which will be use the green movement. Do you think that the Rockefellers and these people care anything about the environment? They do not. It is the way where they can control mankind, through legislation, through laws, in this country and every country of the world. Now, let's go back to just one example of these people that rule certain areas of the world. Now, going back to Bill and Richard Branson. And we'll continue with this strategy in just a second. The Pleasant Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
Hi folks, the Rev here. The Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Malls to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That's peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group. 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Taking care of all of your home inspection services if you're buying, selling, or have already bought a house and need a home inspection. Your one-stop solution for all of your home inspection needs, whether you're a homeowner, a buying agent, selling agent, or a mortgage broker. please call us. Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Or visit our website at johnstown.wini.com.
Back in the 70s, I started studying these techniques to speed read, and sometimes they throw me way off because I tried to speed talk. So speed reading and speed talking are two different things. You can even speed understand, but you can't speed talk. I know some people can, but I can't. But we're going to try to speed read and speed talk, so I can get through some of these people that I'm using as example who intend to take over the cities of the world, which I read out of Isaiah, they will not do. But here we go. Strategically, a thought-out plan that involves governments, politicians, billionaire clan, power companies, one of the biggest shipping industry companies in the world. What the heck would they have to do with renewable energy? A lot. In this open-sourced investigation. Now, we're going to talk about crowdsourcing, open-sourcing, but not today. You will see the timeline, the shipmates, and how it all connects. After reviewing multiple sources citing the islands they have contracted with, it is clear that they are more than just 10 islands. One source involved with the project reflects 10, while another reflects 13, and the Norwegian government claims there are contracts with 21 islands. Yes, the new Norwegian government has a vested interest in this project as well. Below are two maps reflecting the majority of the islands they have been cited, that have been cited by most of those involved. Okay? And you have, with Branson, you have his Virgin Company, you have BMR Energy in St. Croix. Renewable energy sources require ongoing maintenance and being in the path of hurricanes adds for potential damage, all of which means that more money for the providers of these services. One island that seldom sees hurricane damage is Aruba. Interestingly, Aruba has been known to be a major cocaine hub for transshipment to the United States. Despite this, in 1999, when William Clinton was president, Aruba was removed from the United States Department's list of major drug-producing and transit countries. According to the case study posted on World Bank website, the reason for the decline is unclear. South America produces nearly all of the world's cocaine. The United States and Europe are responsible for 88% of the global retail sales of cocaine, a market worth some $70 billion in 2003. The gross domestic product of the entire Caribbean was $31.5 billion in 2004, half of the cocaine market. Now, in 1995, William Clinton was put the blacklist into law. Known as the specially designed narcotics traffickers, it is a database of all known people and companies across the world that have ties to drug traffickers. Having been drug dealers or are involved in asset laundering, locals, why? Why would this go into effect? Well, could it be because it was cutting into the profits of certain people, like in Arkansas? Okay. The Clinton list. Most people familiar with this list, but not aware that Bill Clinton is the one who put the law in place. Hell of a database containing names, addresses, known connections, unique registry of taxpayer ID. Ports must cross-reference the list when allowing cargo to go through. In the right hands, the database would be highly beneficial. In the wrong hands, it could be determined by controlling and monopolizing the drug industry, and that's exactly what happened. When you know who your competition is, you pass laws to stop the competition. So, you have countries that do not cooperate in the fight against human trafficking and are not actively trying to put a stop to it. Why wouldn't they put a stop to it? Because it is big money. Big money. Not as big as Big Pharma, but pretty big. Those that are not cooperating to fight against human trafficking are listed as Tier 3. They're subject to U.S. aid restrictions from the maps they are working with, and they are following a Tier 3 list, Belize, and I've never heard of this island, Comoros. The Tier 2 watch list represents countries that are aware of their severe forms of human trafficking, are attempting to make changes, but there is a failure to provide evidence of increasing efforts to combat the issue. The following would be Haiti and the Seychelles. Tier 2, they represent those governments who do not fully meet the minimum standards. List 2, Antigua, Barbuda, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Mauritius, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, the Grenadines, Trinidad, Tobago. Renewable energy and energy efficient strategies and assessments on these islands have with specific targets that are inclusive, gender responsive, and human rights based. Child trafficking has become a worldwide pandemic, with over 300 church clergy abusing over 1,000 children for years. Now, this is something that I watch, because as someone involved in... Okay, we'll come back in just a second and continue. But because I'm in ministry, I like to watch what goes on in the churches, because the churches are guilty too. These devil worshipers in the churches. We'll be back.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Here's a little song I wrote
You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
Okay, I was moving into, in all of this, taking over the cities of the world. Not only do they take over the land, they take over the. They become child traffickers, not just drugs, but child trafficking. That's what they do. That's one of their income bases. And with the green agenda, it says that the people involved in that, they have to be corrupt. And in Isaiah, the children of Antichrist, they are families, individuals, have been generational families that have always worshipped Lucifer. They've always been part of secret societies, always hiding in the societies in which they live, hiding what they do. Eyes Wide Shut is a movie. It's graphic, but it gives you an idea of what they do. And they've, again, devised a plan to take over the earth physically, to control all of the societies and the wealth of the societies. These people use the worship of Mother Earth and, you know, this really, back in the 70s and the 60s, the earth worship just took a big jump in America, in the hippie community. And this was the introduction into America, into the youth of this country, of a spirit of worshiping the earth. It has been that type of a spirit in the Far East, but it jumped into the United States, kind of during the time the Beatles came into power. Then many people began to get into the American Indian practices, and that also helped feed it, and now it is Mother Earth worship. Greta Thunberg, this little, in my estimation, my research, this little girl in the occult who is being used to affect the minds of the American, or the children internationally, making her pleas, her emotional pleas. When you go to the emotion, be careful. That's the technique to brainwash. You go to the emotion, not to the facts. Well, she's used in the way that the globalists use these people. So through this control, through this worship, you bring in a Green New Deal. You bring in the matter of climate change. The idea of renewable energy, sustainability, sustainable development. You bring in wind energy, solar energy, green energy. This all flows eventually into social control, which eventually healthcare. So for today, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Talk to you tomorrow. We'll continue on this line. Rick Rodriguez. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Hi, my name is Anita McAllister. I'm a Northern Colorado-based Medicare specialist. Right now is annual enrollment, which goes until December 7th. And what I like to do is help people walk through the maze of Medicare. It is confusing. You can reach me at 970-515-6882, and my email is anita@anitamcallister.com.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.